Governor Charlie Baker does some more celebrating today. One day after taking the oath of office for his second term, Baker attends inaugural galas this afternoon in Springfield and tonight in Worcester. In his inaugural address yesterday, Baker made quite a few promises, including major work on transportation, affordable housing, and funding for education. Here's WBUR's Statehouse reporter Steve Brown.
One of the big criticisms of Charlie Baker has been his calculated and methodical but sometimes slow approach to tackling problems. He's earned the moniker Mr. Fix-It, and critics argue he lacks the gumption to implement bold solutions aimed at achieving speedy results. Without quite saying Boston wasn't built in a day, Baker made no apologies for his deliberate and analytical style and acknowledged there are still difficult policy issues to be dealt with.
Some will be with us all long after our time on Beacon Hill is done. But it's incumbent on us to pursue these tasks with foresight, intelligence, and commitment so that we can rest assured that when our time is done, those who come after us will be able to build on the foundation that we've established.
Baker singled out the overhaul of the MBTA and a need to address the state's public education funding formula as two of his top priorities. With regards to the T, the governor says the state is spending $8 billion and adds the challenge is no small task.
One of the reasons previous administrations didn't invest in the core system is the complexity of upgrading and modernizing a system that operates 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. The constant tug between getting people where they want to go and disrupting that system to make it better is a big challenge. But it's one that must be identified, scoped, and overcome.
On education funding, the governor says he will suggest some significant changes in his budget proposal in a few weeks, but adds progress is more than just money.
Our budget will also include opportunities for underperforming school districts to invest jointly with the Department of Education in proven best practices like acceleration academies, professional development programs, after-school enrichment initiatives, and leadership development programs. We all have an opportunity to give our kids the best chance to succeed in a 21st century economy. And it's up to us to come together, seize this opportunity, and lay the groundwork for their future success.
Baker's address was well received by Democratic legislative leaders, including Senate President Karen Spilka. She says the time for incremental change is over and bold solutions are needed.
There's a lot of overlap. I think we know what our tasks are ahead of us. We need to all roll up our sleeves, the House, the Senate, and the governor and his administration, and just get the work done.
House Speaker Robert DeLeo says many of the items on the governor's agenda have been on his radar screen as well, including an overhaul of the public education funding formula. Talks between the House and the Senate to address the formula broke down before a resolution could be reached last year. DeLeo suggests one reason may have been that the governor did not weigh in on the issue.
And hopefully, as opposed to last session, I'm hopeful that, you know, maybe that may make things a little bit better to see where exactly he's coming from on this most important subject.
DeLeo says he's not sure if the budget is the proper place to address education funding. He says once lawmakers see the details, they may decide to deal with it in a standalone bill so more public input can be gathered at hearings. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.